CliffCentral.com.
8 minutes after seven. Often we will make our way across the Atlantic Ocean to speak to our friend. he's definitely a Trump supporter, from what I've gathered. Yeah. Is Warren Holstein on the line, Flex?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go to Warren. I'm very excited to talk to him. Hey, Warren, how are you today, sir?
Yeah, real funny Trump supporter, huh?
Yeah, you're a Trump supporter. I've been following you on Twitter, and you seem to be very supportive of him.
Yeah, of his demise.
How do you feel about Melania being in the front page of the New York Times naked?
I knew that was going to be the first thing you talked about, by the way.
You see how we're starting to gel?
What'd you say?
You see how we're starting to gel? I can read your mind and you can read mine.
I think that Trump leaked those nude Melania pics to try to change the news cycle. But I think we'd rather gaze upon his naked ignorance.
All right. So where are we at the moment, Warren?
Well, you know, the DNC ended, and she has a little bit of a bump, but it's whether or not people get to the polls. And how do you get Americans to exercise their right to vote when you can't even get them to fucking exercise?
You know, John Cleese, who's a British comedian who lives in America, he said
something. I know who John Cleese is.
I'm just checking. You know, fucking Americans are so hostile at the moment. And he said it, right? He said it better than me. He said, you got two candidates here that are both clearly crooked and revolting, but one of them is a little bit more sane and coherent than the other.
I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration. I mean, I think the scariest part now is you have these people that supported Bernie that are so idealistic now that they're going to vote for a minor third party candidate that can lose the entire thing. And I said I've made a lot of dumb mistakes in my 20s, but none of them have led to a fascist dictator becoming triumphant and destroying democracy.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, Warren, don't hold
I mean,
back.
Look, I'll be honest, I voted for Bernie, and I was
what,
a
are you
training
a su- are you a super
for
delegate?
Ralph Nader.
What's the story here? Are you a super delegate? Are you a delegate of any kind? I mean, you voted.
No, I mean, I'm voting for Hillary, but in the primaries, I voted for Bernie. Okay. I was a training director for Ralph Nader when I was college. But I'm voting for Hillary. And people say, why? Hitler killed 6 million Jews, and I'm not a fucking idiot.
Okay, but I mean, this comparison, let's be serious for 1 second, because you are a funny guy, but this comparison between Trump and Hitler, I mean, Hitler was a fucking maniac, and Trump...
Yeah, well, give Trump some time.
You're saying it's just an effective time, and he will be setting up concentration camps.
I think that, well, he's already talking about...
A wall and chasing out immigrants.
Discriminating against Muslims, right. and also monitoring the Muslims that we have in America and closing down the mosques. I mean, and I think he's a sociopathic narcissist, and the more power he gets, if he thinks people slight him, I mean, he just, you know, the latest controversy here is... a Muslim patriot came out during the DNC. The parents of a Muslim who defended America was a Muslim soldier who saved other soldiers by throwing himself in front of a suicide bomber. Mm-hmm. And these parents came and the father held out a pocket constitution and asked what Donald Trump sacrificed for his country, and Donald Trump was smashing this guy. Like, no one else in American politics would ever say anything. It's parents grieving over a son who died for their country. Meanwhile, Donald Trump deferred. He got himself deferred from military service 4 times.
Yeah.
You can't dishonor a soldier after pretending to have bone spurs in your little footsies to get out of fighting, you fucking pussy.
Not only that, but he is, if there's ever anyone in the whole world that's personified privilege, it's this guy, right? I mean, he got money from his dad. He's never really had to do anything to prove himself. He's got these spoiled children who he drags out onto stage. Someone said to me the other day, if Obama had to bring his 5 children from 3 different women onto the stage during the Democratic National Convention when he was elected president, people would have said the most disgusting things about him.
100%. 100%. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then Khazar Khan, this Muslim military officer, he said, "What have you sacrificed for the country?" And then he got on the news and he's like, "I've sacrificed. You know, one time I flew first class when my private jet was in the shop." I mean, what the fuck does he? He hasn't sacrificed anything.
he has no idea of how most people live. He lives in this rarefied existence where...
He just posted a picture of himself with Kentucky Fried Chicken, like eating Kentucky Fried Chicken with a knife and fork on a private jet.
Right. And somebody listens to us sent me that picture and said underneath, Donald Trump eats KFC with a knife and fork because he can't use his tiny little hands.
He had a Wall Street Journal underneath to make it look like... But he was like just using it to sop up the grease.
Right. What a horrible
Which is like a great metaphor for the country.
Right. But Warren, if he becomes president, because it could happen, how are you going to deal with this? I mean, are you going to be like Barbara Streisand and say that you're moving to Canada, or are you just going to suck it up?
I don't have Barbara Streisand money. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, you if you watch him in the Republican convention, he painted this really dystopian reality.
It was depressing.
For America.
He basically said, "We're all going to die. Terrible things are coming. The world is fucked. And I'm the only guy who can save you."
Yeah, and the reality is America isn't Gotham. He isn't Batman. He's a third-rate Joker directed by Joel Schumacher.
Wow. But what are you going to do? I mean, you're just gonna...
I mean, I don't know what... You know, this is what's really scary, because you're... I don't know if it comes across, but, I mean, this is someone who just openly invited Russia to infiltrate our government, to leak more... He's been encouraging, egging Putin on to crack more Hillary... leak more Hillary things into... I mean, who does that? Who invites a foreign government to infiltrate our government? I mean, a lot of people say that Donald Trump is the heir to Joseph McCarthy, but even he didn't take his orders from Russia. I feel like he's rooting for a different ending on the Americans, you know?
Yeah, no, that's an interesting point of view, and not even necessarily something controversial. Like, some people just don't seem to be bothered by this, that a president...
No, I disagree. It's massive in our country. I mean, outside of his henchmen and people, they're Trump fanatics. I mean, he's trying to play it off. He tried to say I was just being sarcastic. I mean, claiming horrendous things I said were just meant to be sarcastic doesn't even work with my wife, all right? It shouldn't work with the fucking country.
Right.
You know, then he said it's a joke. He's just joking. Like, what are the jokes he's going to have? Obey me or else? White power? Detonating nukes will be fun? I want to bang Ivanka? Praise Satan? What other jokes does this guy have?
All right, what else do we got? What do you want to get off your chest? You're on a roll.
The other big thing was, do you guys follow Bill O'Reilly out there?
Bill O'Reilly is a Fox News anchor, a right-wing nutcase. I mean, it's fair to say that, right? I don't think I'm being unkind.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, certainly, yes, he's a nutcase.
He's a grumpy...
Michelle Obama brought up how the White House was built by slaves.
Yeah.
And Bill O'Reilly, first he wanted to let everyone know that the slaves were very well taken care of and well fed. And then he wanted us to know that slaves didn't build the White House and that white people had a hand in it too. Oh. Yeah, they had a hand in it. It was holding a whip.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm pretty sure that Bill O'Reilly would also claim white people helped picking cotton on plantations by providing firm management.
Yeah, he probably
thinks the Jews should take some responsibility for Auschwitz since they helped build it, and that they were also given free fucking lodging.
It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like you could imagine in World War II someone going, yeah, but some of the concentration camps weren't that bad. Can you imagine?
Yeah. He was providing a new diet.
Yeah. Nothing too offensive here. Nothing to look at here. Move on.
And the big thing that people are talking about here are the leaked emails saying where people in the DNC were saying bad things about Bernie, I think it's adorable. It's all these young kids. I think it's like adorable that millennials are shocked that political parties fight dirty sometimes and that they could actually do something to change it. I mean, give me a break. If you think the DNC was hostile towards Bernie, just wait until Trump's brown shirts round him up and shoot him in the fucking head.
Right. Poor Bernie. By the way, Bernie, I mean, you said you voted for him in the primaries. But Bernie is, he's been pushed out in the most, I don't think it's been a very nice thing. I mean, I saw him kind of stand up at the DNC and say, I back Hillary. Hillary will be a great president. Oh, we should support her. But the poor guy is, he's been pushed the hell out of there. We know that there were all those emails.
Well, when you saw him sitting there during Hillary's speech, it looked like he swallowed the other 99%. He did not look happy.
Yeah, it was
but
rough.
No, you know what? I think he's Bernie's a pragmatist. He's been working 25 years for social change, and this is how it works. How do you get the party pushed to the left?
Right.
I mean, he took it as far as he can. She's co-opted most of his platform, right. And then, you know, then you have to get elected in the general, and that was never going to happen with him. Mm. And he understands that, and I think Elizabeth Warren understands that, but then you have these Bernie bro supporters that were booing him and Elizabeth Warren, and like, who the fuck are Bernie and Elizabeth Warren to tell progressives to vote Hillary? Right. Oh yeah, that's right, they're the heart and soul of the movement. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not idiots, you know. I saw no joke, I was watching on the DNC a female Bernie supporter, which, by the way, she had a tattoo of Bernie on her fucking arm.
That's disturbing.
Which is brilliant. Maybe you should wait till out of the primaries before you tattoo your candidates. And she was whining. She was so furious that they made him go last.
Yeah.
he spoke last. Like, he was the headliner. And she was like, and they made us wait all night. They made him go last. Like, they made Obama go last. And, like, they made Hillary go last the next two fucking nights. Like, with an IQ like that, how is she not supporting Trump?
Exactly. And I'm so glad you could show how this kind of hypocrisy is all over the place on both sides of the argument. It's ridiculous. But anyway, look, if they're Bernie supporters who want to vote for Trump, you think they deserve to be told right now that they're morons?
I think they're morons. I mean, you know, there's a third candidate we have here called Jill Stein, and she's maybe going to get 3%. And look, she has a lot of great platforms, but Trump is a fascist demagogue. And if your house is on fire, you shouldn't be worried about watering the plants.
Right. Thank you very much. All right. So we got time for this morning. Warren Holstein at Warren Holstein on Twitter. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Gareth.
We'll be in contact. Thanks, man. There we go. Warren Holstein, live out of New York City. CliffCentral.com.